We're going to read in Hebrews chapter 11. This is a great chapter, and we may spend a few Wednesday nights in Hebrews chapter 11, but we're going to read the first six verses here tonight. Learning the lessons of living your everyday life by faith. Your everyday life, living it out every day by faith. Now, if you're like me, and I'm sure that most of you are, you have seasons when you are feeling really high and confident and full of faith. And then there are other times when you kind of bottom out and you're wondering, Lord, what's going on? Why am I feeling this desperate and in need? But there is a wonderful blessing of the Lord, the ability that God gives to us as Christians to live it out every day of our life, no matter if it is a high or a low. It doesn't matter. God's grace is sufficient, and He will help us to live our lives by faith. The just shall live by faith. Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. And by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Now, I know we're familiar with Hebrews chapter 11. We call it God's Hall of Faith. It's the faith chapter, we call it sometimes. There are 17 different individuals named in chapter 11. Each one of them are just ordinary people who do some pretty extraordinary things, and they do it by faith. Amen. We think of many of the great men and women of the scripture, and we think of them as being up on some high plateau of great spiritual strength and faith and confidence, but they were just ordinary people that just acted in faith and trusted God, and through them, God did some amazing things. Praise God for that. And we're to follow their example. Hebrews 11 is given to us so that we'll follow the example of these 17 individuals and persevere in faith ourselves, even through hardship, even through trouble, sickness, whatever you might face. Each one of them in this chapter, they all had their challenge. They all had their problems, their hurdles before them, but yet by faith they were able to move forward. And I believe that God has called us also to live out every day by faith in God. Amen. So this may be just, first of all, this kind of distinguish some of our thinking about faith. There is such a thing as saving faith. Saving faith. And saving faith is made available to everyone. Whosoever will puts their confidence and their faith in the Lord. They can come to God. They can believe upon the Lord Jesus. They can confess their sins, repent of their sins, and by faith, they can be born into the kingdom of God. There's such a thing as saving faith. That's available to everybody. Amen. Whosoever will. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You don't earn it. You're not able to be good enough for it, but you can put your faith in Jesus and be saved. Anyone can be saved. Amen. It is a whosoever will gospel that we believe and that we preach. Amen. Romans 12 and 3. For I say, through grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Everyone has been given enough faith to get saved. Amen. That's the measure of faith that has been given to everyone. They just need to have that faith activated by hearing the gospel, by hearing your testimony of the power of the gospel in your life that can activate faith in the heart of anyone, whosoever will, and they can be saved. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. That's saving faith. And then also in the scripture, there is the gift of faith. When the nine gifts of the Spirit that are mentioned there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the gift of faith is one of the gifts that's available to whoever asks for them. 1 Corinthians 12 and 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith. There it is. It is a spiritual gift that's available to every born-again Christian. Every Spirit-filled Christian can desire to be blessed with the gift of faith. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. And all of these gifts are made available to the Spirit-filled Christian. Amen. But it says, desire them, covet them, covet earnestly the best gifts. Seek after the gifts of the Spirit. And faith is an important gift that we need to be asking the Lord. Lord, I need faith. I need the gift of faith. I don't need saving faith. Everybody has the ability to believe. Everybody's been given the measure of faith whereby they can be saved. But Lord, I need something even beyond that. I need the gift of faith. The gift of faith. And then there is faith to live by. Faith to live by every day. The ability that God gives to us to live it out every day with confidence in God. Faith that He's going to direct your steps. Faith that He's going to providentially provide for you. That He's going to guide you. He is going to direct your steps. He is going to work in every event of your life, every day. As we've heard tonight, we don't know what another day is going to bring, but we do know that we can live by faith. Amen. Certainly there are challenges, there are problems, there are needs. We go through things, every one of us does. You're not saved from troubles just because you are a Christian. Christians go through trying times. We see that very clearly in Hebrews chapter 11. All of the challenges that these 17 great people of faith experienced, but somehow they were able to live it out in their own personal experience, what they were going through. God is able to work in your life every day. Day to day, you can live it out by faith. Amen. Another thing about faith is that you see here in Hebrews 11, and that is there is the emphasis on sight, what you see or don't see, what you see or what is unseen, and you see it. And I'm just going to call your attention to this in some of the verses here. Hebrews 11 and 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, not seen. Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Notice the importance of sight. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen. Skipping on down to verse 10. This is talking about the faith of Abraham. It says he looked for a city. It's verse 10, which hath foundations. He was seeking to see a city not made with hands, that the foundation whose builder and maker was God. Skip on down to verse 13. These all died in the faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Verse 14, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a city, to see a city. Skip down to verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. You'll see this theme all through Hebrews chapter 11, the seen and the unseen, because we understand that the natural man can't see, can't comprehend the things of the Spirit of God. It's only by the Spirit that we're able to see things that we could never see otherwise. Amen. And it's only by the Spirit of God that we see. So as we grow older physically, our natural senses begin to wane. They begin to diminish. Your eyesight gets dimmer. Your hearing gets a little less. Your other senses, it's just a part of the aging process that things just start to diminish as you get older and older. But that's not true in our Christian experience. So be encouraged. If you're having problems, you can't hear, you can't see, or you don't have some of the senses that you like you did when you were younger, be encouraged to understand that it's completely opposite in the realm of the Spirit. Because the more you grow and you know the Lord and you serve the Lord, your spiritual senses become even more keen. You are more in tune with the things of God, with the voice of God, with seeing and understanding the things of the Spirit of God. Praise God for that. Amen. That doesn't matter if you're young or old. The more you follow the Lord and the longer you serve the Lord, the greater your spiritual sensitivity gets. Amen. We grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Praise God for that. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. Or your senses, your ability to understand. The longer you serve the Lord, the more in tune, the more time you spend with God, in the presence of God, in the Word of God, the greater your senses become. Amen. So be encouraged tonight to know that God is at work and that God can open your eyes and to be able to see and to understand and to comprehend the things of the Spirit. No matter, even if you're physically weaker, it doesn't matter, because as you grow in the things of the Lord, you can be strong in the Spirit, mighty in the Spirit. Even in your old age, you can enjoy the blessing of God's presence and power active in your life. Praise God. Amen. Cause you to be able to see things that those in the world don't see. Amen. To comprehend the things of the Spirit, those in the world that don't know the Lord, they're completely oblivious to spiritual things. But because you are serving the Lord, then you see things, you comprehend things, you discern things, you understand things, because you're living every day a life of faith in God. Amen. The ability. Remember the story of Elisha, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 14, says, therefore sent thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. When the servant of the man of God, who was Elisha, his servant, was risen early, he went out, and behold, a host surrounded, compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do? What are we going to do? All I see is we're surrounded by our enemies." But Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Amen. I just want to encourage you that when you live your life by faith and you see things that no one else sees, you understand things nobody else sees, you comprehend in the realm of the Spirit of God. You live your life by faith and you can see beyond what's going on in our world. So faith is action. Faith is action based upon our confidence and our trust in a faithful God. We act. Faith is action. That is the thing that set apart all 17 of these individuals in Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, they acted. By faith, they stepped out. By faith, they moved forward. By faith, they were able to accomplish what they did by action. That action is based upon the fact that we know God and we know the promises of God, and we are willing to step out in faith because we know that God is faithful to his word. Amen. So we move forward by faith. Amen. The scripture text says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So if you can believe, and I would assume that everybody here believes the Genesis account of creation, and it's kind of the focus of the attack of the secular mind to attack creation. But we know what the Bible says about how the world exists and how this planet exists and how the universe exists by the word of God. It exists because of God. And so because of that, it was framed by the word of the Lord. The Hebrew word there is bara, which means to create from nothing. Now, you can make things out of other things. You can create things out of other things, but God can create out of nothing. And that's what he did when he created the worlds. He framed it by the word of God, or he just spoke it into existence. And if you can believe that, then you can believe that God can do anything. That's what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah 32 and 17. O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. If you can believe, like Jeremiah said, if you can believe that God created the heavens and the earth and the universe and everything that exists out of nothingness, then you can believe God for anything. Anything that you might go through. Anything that we might experience. Jeremiah 32 and 27. Behold, I am the Lord thy God, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Nothing is too hard for the Lord. And so that's how we live out our daily lives. With the understanding that no matter what we might face, no matter what the trouble, the sickness, the challenges that we might face, none of it is too hard for the Lord. Nothing of it is too hard for the Lord. And that's based upon the fact that God created our earth and our world and this universe out of nothing and spoke it into existence. And if you can believe that, which I believe we all do, then we can believe that God can do anything. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. That means the hardest, most resistant situation That means things like cancer, that when you hear the word cancer, you immediately think, oh, Lord, it's desperate. We just heard, I should have mentioned this in the prayer request time, Brother Royce Roy's son, Ryan, was diagnosed with, pulmonary fibrosis. And we know around here, pulmonary fibrosis is what took Brother Huff's life. And he's only 39 years old. And Ryan Roy has this condition. And when you hear that, you think, Lord, this seems too hard. This is too big. When you hear cancer, you think, Lord, it's too much. It's too hard. You can't do anything. But is there anything too hard for the Lord? There is not. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. And we live out our days, every day, walking by faith with that kind of a confidence. Lord, you can work in the most difficult, most impossible situation. You can move. Marcia gave testimony about the situation with these young pastors going through depression and such an attack of the enemy against them. When I saw that he was going to be teaching in one of the day sessions, I thought, wow, I don't know how he can do that, because I've been around him and he just seemed like he was just so overwhelmed, such an attack of the enemy against him. But his class was so powerful. God so helped him and so anointed him and used him in that. And so it may seem hard, it may seem big, it may seem impossible, but for those that live by faith, it is not too hard for the Lord. Praise God. It is not too hard for the Lord. And we commit it to the Lord in all of our needs, the things that seem so overwhelming and so challenging. We need to live every day by faith. And when we get hit with some big problem, then we need to remember and read through Hebrews 11 and see these 17 individuals that acted in faith and overcame so many major obstacles in their lives through faith. Amen. Praise God. That's the faith that I need and that we all need to live it out every day of our lives. Amen. Thank God for his word tonight. Father, we just thank you that every day of our life, Lord, you are directing our steps. You are guiding us. You are providing for us. And Lord, help us. Lord, that same faith that brought us to that place that, Lord, we could believe you for salvation. Lord, that faith would be activated in our lives and that we would every day live by faith, live with confidence, Lord, that you are at work in our lives no matter what we might face. I pray for some here tonight, Lord, that there are seeming impossible situations before us. But Lord, there's nothing too hard for you, and we trust you, God, to work in every area of need in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. Lord bless.